The Attorney General of Hawaii says Honolulu's prosecuting attorney should step aside while a federal criminal investigation continues. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton captured the essence of this confrontation, saying that it sets the stage for a major fight, the state's top lawyer battling the city's top prosecutor, with the high court presiding as referee. Stuart Yurton now joins us on the line with more of the story. Stuart, Attorney General Claire Connors taking an interesting approach on this, trying to suspend Keith Kaneshiro's law license.
That's right, Bill. This is a novel and really creative approach. The Attorney General is citing the Hawaii Rules of Professional Conduct, which are the legal ethics rules, and a somewhat obscure rule of the Supreme Court to try to get the court to suspend Keith Kaneshiro's law license. Mr. Kaneshiro is, of course, the prosecuting attorney for the city and county of Honolulu. So that would effectively mean he can't be the prosecuting attorney.
And his own attorney has made it clear that he's not going for this. Has no intention to step aside temporarily or for any other reason.
Well, that's right. Bill McCorriston, Mr. Kaneshiro's lawyer, rightly said this is a really novel approach and seems like he's going to challenge it before the Supreme Court.
And meanwhile, we did get confirmation in that same news conference that he held that Kaneshiro has received a target letter from federal prosecutors, which, again, is part of moving this story forward as well.
Exactly. So the issue is that, you know, the federal prosecutors have this wide-ranging investigation going on involving the former police chief, Louis Kealoha, and his wife, Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Catherine Kealoha. In fact, there's a hearing today on yet another indictment unsealed yesterday involving Catherine Kealoha and alleged drug charges that she was helping her brother run some kind of opioid mill on the Big Island. So that is ongoing, and it looks like Mr. Kaneshiro has received a target letter from the feds, meaning he'll probably be indicted. That's what Mr. Kaneshiro's lawyer said yesterday.
And even at that point, if he does become indicted, it's not clear that he would plan to immediately step aside.
Well, that's right. You know, if you compare this to the Corporation Counsel, Donna Leong, she received a target letter. She said she received it, and she said she was going to take a leave of absence, a paid leave while all of this gets sorted out. Mr. Kaneshiro has taken a totally different approach. He's come under criticism for doing so, and that's what the Attorney General is addressing and really trying to push, trying to get him to step aside temporarily while all this gets sorted out.
And meanwhile, there's still the pending question before the city council in terms of the payment of fees for Mr. Kaneshiro's attorney.
Well, that's right. Again, there are so many questions here and so many issues. It's amazing, and it's very difficult for us to sort out and present to the public in a way that's clear. But again, this right now is one piece of this big sweeping story.
So in terms of, I guess, step by step for listeners out there keeping track with scorecards at home, we look perhaps to the Supreme Court for the next round of this on a decision of whether or not to suspend this idea of the suspension of the law license.
That's right. Then the court, there are really three issues before the court. There's a question of does Mr. Kaneshiro have a conflict of interest? Is there some kind of substantial threat to serious public harm that's presented by him doing this? And then ultimately, I think, is does the Office of Disciplinary Counsel, which is the disciplinary board for the court, does it have to bring this case to the court, or is it proper for Ms. Connors, the Attorney General, to bring it? So the court will be looking at that, and we'll be looking for the response from Bill McCorriston, Keith Kaneshiro's lawyer.
Stuart Yurton helping us keep track of this. Thanks very much, Stuart.
Thank you, Bill.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Stuart Yurton. You can check out his full story at civilbeat.org.